Mikey and Rin Eden,
yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Yep. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. This is your friendly friend, Mike E.
And this is Rin E.
Nice to see you.
Great to see you.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. We had Easter.
Yep.
And then we had just a week where we didn't want to record. the weekends for us are farmer's market. Mm-hmm. We normally record on Saturdays.
Yep.
We're going to just let you guys behind the veil a little bit here.
Take a peek.
We record on Saturdays during Riggy's nap. Which used to be, there was two of them. Now there's one of them. And it's a fucking race against time to see if we can
get everything done.
Exercise, clean the house, like do all the things that we can't do when he's awake. I was going to say alive. But when he's awake and one of them is record the show. And there's just sometimes where it just doesn't happen. And you guys definitely don't want our little man and all of his toddler opinions blowing up the microphone.
No, it just has to be adults in the room
when
this happens.
I have tried to I'm going to do a show where it's me and Riggy. And it's going to be like him eating and I'll like, you know, have a funny conversation. Then he'll ever, you know, interject every once in a while. It was so auditorily unpleasant. It was amazing.
Lots of whining from both of the Sheikah
boys. Lots of whining from both of us. Yeah. And just like, and Riggy's also in his kind of like, both vocally and physically punchy period right now, where when he's displeased with something, he is either yelling about it or he's physically punching me in the face, you in the boobs, us in the chin, ripping my beard hair off.
A really great example was today we were on a hike.
Yeah.
We didn't have our hiking apparatus, so we're holding him.
Yeah. We were just like, all right, we blew it. We didn't bring everything.
and he I think there's a teeth issue going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've been saying that
really
for months,
whiny,
but this is for real.
Like sticking his fingers in his mouth, doesn't want to eat, sleep interruptions. And he was just saying, mama, mama.
Oh, so pathetic.
Mama. And then Mikey was holding him and he said, you got dada right now. He like right on cue, just gives him like
cocks back and he did the like, it wasn't like, this one wasn't like a closed fist punch. It was like as if you're going to like, you know, in a cartoon, like stab someone's eyes out with your two fingers.
Like the Three Stooges.
Yeah. And he did it like at one of my eyes. If I hadn't had sunglasses on, I would be eyeless. It's great.
Here's my expression of displeasure with that statement. Thank you.
Yeah, but we have been, it is like full on springy summer in Portland. It's awesome.
We're drinking nettle tea right now, fresh nettle tea. We got nettles at the farmer's market. And it's so good.
Nettles are great.
Why are nettles so good for you? Well, I don't know a ton about them, but I learned about them when I was looking up like lactation herbs, Western lactation herbs. And it's a really good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a galactagogue.
Oh, right.
And then also nettles have a fair amount of iron in them.
Yeah. That's true for a lot of like leafy green stuff.
Yeah.
Like darker the green,
totally,
higher the iron kind of.
This tea kind of tastes like spinach almost.
It does. Dude, and I've had tons of nettle stuff, like nettle desserts and things like that. And I haven't. This tastes like meaty. Mm-hmm. It's like meaty and spinachy. I love it.
I did a really strong brew on it. I just like a strong herbal tea.
I was telling Rennie that when I, after culinary school, I went and worked on this big organic farm in Washington State. And, you know, it was awesome. They grew everything. And one of the things that grew everywhere was nettles. And so we were going, like, one of the first days I was there, like, we're going to go and gather a bunch of nettles, you know? And so I just started gathering nettles.
Whoops.
And I had not learned that the first name of nettles was stinging nettles. And I was
hot tip.
Fuck, like, literally hot. And, like, I look around and everybody's, oh, that's why you guys are wearing dumb like buttoned down to your wrist plaid shirts and gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing shorts and short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't and no one, that. They decided not to tell me that that was the, like one of
well,
the
I
things.
Well, I think public embarrassment is the best way to learn.
It
frankly.
Is a good learning tool. No, yeah. It's true.
So yeah, hot tip, if you're going to use stinging nettles, yeah. put some gloves on. I actually just dumped from the bag into a pot and I did, it's usually like a 2-to-1 water to herb ratio, but I did a little less and then just bring it to a boil, turn it off, kind of let it steep for a few minutes. It's super easy and quick and so yummy. I'm going to make a veggie broth later on today. And I'm going to put some nettles in there along with.
Oh, not use the tea.
No, I think I'm just going to
put some nettles
in. Put the nettles in.
And, yeah, and that's heat. Heat destroys the stinging part. So you can saute them. You can do whatever. It just, it's awesome. So today what we were thinking about doing, do I have a song for it? I do.
No, that feels game showy.
Yeah, we're doing our version of the dating show.
The dating game.
The dating game. There you go.
Yep.
And that show, so basically the idea was the host would ask, like, what is your partner's favorite? And then each person would hold up an answer. Mm-hmm. And then they would answer. And if they got them right, and I think some of the questions were like, what's the color of your husband's toothbrush? So it's like, how well do you know each other sort of thing? So some of it was dating. Some of it was like you're in a partnership. I don't know. It was very old.
Well, there was also the newlyweds game.
The newlywed game.
Like
there
that.
You go.
Yeah.
That might be what I'm talking about too. I don't know. Chuck Woolery.
Mikey and I are not newlyweds. no. We are dating currently. We go on a date
We
every
are
week.
Dating. Yeah.
But we also thought it'd be a good way for those of you that have just started listening to like get a little peek into who we are.
And it's for funsies.
And it's for funsies.
Just for funsies. Come on, guys.
Mikey's a chef, culinary innovator. That's a good sound for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rin, me, I'm an acupuncturist and herbalist. And so, we come at food from different places.
Totally.
In our family, but we land at a cool spot.
We do. Are you ready to play the dating game?
Sure.
Here we go. Food dating. I'll start.
Great.
Because I think Rinny's still a little bit unclear
about the rules.
About what any of this is. So what we're going to do is we're going to each ask a question and it's going to pertain to the other person. So like, what is Mikey's favorite food? It'll be for you. And for me, it'll be what is Rin's favorite food? And we're going to write them down. Wait, how does that work though?
You ask your question.
Oh, I'll ask my questions.
Yep,
and then
you write your answer down.
Correct. I write my answer down. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be answering your question.
Yes.
And then you're going to be answering mine.
Perfect.
I think
okay,
that's
great.
That's the easiest way to do it.
You guys heard that tone? I just got cucked on mic. Okay, here we go. So, Rindogs, what is Rindog's best food for a road trip? And I did put kind of parenthetically beach versus mountains versus cross country. So, it might be a different food for the road trip. Depending on where we're going. So I'm going to think about what your favorite, I think I know what it is. And I realize there's going to be some dead time while we're writing. Okay. You ready to turn it?
Ready.
Go.
Yeah.
So I said nuts / dried fruit.
And I said a nutty trail mix.
Nice. Oops. There we go. We got it.
Nice matchup.
Okay, well done.
Yeah, we're getting fat.
Yep.
We're getting protein.
Yep.
I like a little sweet savory combo. Mm-hmm.
You got some texture in there.
You got texture for
it's
days.
It's also an easy thing to eat.
Super clean. Easy thing to eat. I'm not going to dirty up my fingers. I don't like chocolate in my trail mix.
No. Chocolate in trail mix feels like it's like saying that those Luden's cough drops are cough drops. You know, it's like, fuck the chocolate. No,
I want my chocolate for sure.
And if you're out in the middle of the woods, like, and you're really hiking or whatever, gorp, you know, you've got the sweet in there. Sugar will get you going.
Sure. But I don't know. I just prefer to have like the dried fruit
and the
nuts and seeds.
And I remember there was a magical time where we found like it was a trail mix that had like sunflower seeds and goji berries and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it was like Rinny's perfect.
Yeah. It was
thing.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natural Grocers. They don't make it anymore.
Oh yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Ask me a question.
Okay. If Mikey, you were an herb.
Oh boy.
What would you be? And I'm talking like kind of primary color herbs. We don't have to like dive into the materia medica.
If I was an herb.
If you were an herb, what would you be?
Yeah, this is a good question. And it's not what my favorite herb is. It's what I would be.
Yeah.
Is that an herb? I don't know. All right, I'm going to do two different ones because I think, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here we go, friends.
Here's my first answer. There.
Oh.
So I said ginger.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know if that was an herb.
Sure, let's call it an herb.
Then sure. I said basil.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, kind of in the family.
I love pizza. I feel like I add brightness to the room.
Uh-huh.
And your life.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel like I'm flavorful. But you said mint.
I said mint. Oof,
mint yeah. is my favorite herb, though.
Well, I think of you eating it. I also think of like mint is like when the sun pops out. Mint totally. Is really like proliferative. Is that
Ooh, not at all a word, but I like it. Just Trump or George Bush, that one, just lean into it.
Proliferative. I think that Mikey,
no, you're totally, it grows great in a cocktail.
Exactly.
For sure.
Well, and I think also it can be sweet. It can be savory. Yeah. It can be in a cocktail. Yep. It can be in a spicy.
I love mint jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I love mint. No, you're totally right. And I love chewing gum.
Mm.
You're welcome. Okay. Rin gets 16 points for that. Okay, next question. Ooh, this is one that I don't know the answer. Well, I was also asking these or thinking of these in a two-way street situation. This is a one-way street situation. Okay.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I actually do know the answer for this. What is the food for you that causes an instant food memory?
Oh.
Ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ding. We're both going to answer this at the same time, and it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I said grandma's sauce.
Yep. And I said pasta with ragu.
With ragu.
Not ragu, the.
No.
The jarred sauce. I'm talking about slow cooked meat red sauce.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, we've talked about this a million times on the show, but. Corinne's grandma's sauce, so simple, mm-hmm. and it was like the highlight of your week. It was your Sundays where you guys eating that and then doing what? The dippy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had Columbus Bakery bread, which still exists. If you're ever in Syracuse, New York, go to Columbus Bakery.
It's so cool. It's good.
It's an institution, and get a flat mm-hmm. Get a flat loaf.
Yeah.
We would rip that bread. Sauce would be bubbling, dip it in the sauce, and then dip it in the Locatelli cheese, Pecorino Romano, but it has to be Locatelli.
It's
it's the most delicious bite you'll ever bite.
Locatelli cheese, which we've talked about on the show, we've been ordering it through Amazon, but it's actually through a cheese store in the Bronx, I think. Mm-hmm. And we get these 3-pound blocks of it for like 45 or 50 bucks, something like that. It lasts us for a super long time. And dude, it is like, if you want to add, we often talk about acid, mm-hmm. you know, like instead of adding salt, add acid. If you want to add salt and flavor at the same time, like skip the salt and just add Locatelli cheese.
Totally.
It's so good. I made these carrots the other night, I like scattered on a Silpat. I spread olive oil and then I coated the olive oil with everything bagel seasoning. And then I cut carrots in half and I kind of pressed them onto the oil and everything bagel seasoning. And then I microplaned the cheese over the backside of them. So when you cook it, it like encased the carrot in the seed and it picks up all the seeds in the cheese. And then it's like this crunchy carrot, crunchy cheese. It's stupid good.
It was really good.
Yeah. And it looks really like a cool spider webby sort of thing. It's fun.
Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
And another kind of hot tip about Locatelli or Pecorino Romano, whatever you're using. But I always put my pasta in my bowl.
Yeah.
And then I put the cheese on it. And then I put the sauce over and then I'll do another layer of cheese. Cause I feel like the cheese just like wants to cling to the pasta.
And I think even one better is cheese on the bottom of the bowl, pasta.
Oh, cheese. You're making like a little lasagna almost.
Sure. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a thing recently that said lasagna is the only food that when you add more of it on top of it, it's not like another layer of lasagna. It's just more lasagna. Cause all lasagna is just layers. It's our neighbor kids.
Oh my God.
Our neighbor kids, I love them so much. But between the fucking chickens next door and then the kids, we're like,
I just stopped.
Riggs like, is up from a nap already. It's been 20 minutes. It's always these kids yelling or the chickens chickening. Yeah. All right, you go.
Chickening.
I don't know.
Okay.
Was it clucking?
What's the food that has been the most exciting to introduce to our child?
Oh, that's fun. Bing, bing. Is it the chocolate or is it food that you know about that I've given him? Just kidding. I told you that.
He says ice cream sandwich. I'm like,
this, you what you fucking asshole? It's meth.
Yeah. I think I know the answer to this.
Bing bang. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we introduced pizza. He had pizza with me the other day. And it's just so cute. It's the big boyest food.
It's a big boy food. Yeah,
it's such a big boy food. Because it's like, I don't know, I can watch him eat, like, literally the big boyest food that he's had is steak, probably. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, like, him eating pizza.
Watching him eat a short, like, piece of short rib, you know, the other day.
I know. He had a bagel and cream cheese the other day with me.
Oh,
that felt kind of big boyish.
Yeah.
I was like, I just, like, handed it to him in the back seat. He was kind of flipping out. I know you're not supposed to feed your kid in the car or something. Oh, well, I don't know. Fuck off. And so actually I didn't give him bagel though. I just gave him cream cheese off the tip of my finger. Then we got home and I gave him bagel. But
I'm still a good person.
I'm still a good person, everybody. Shut up. But that's, I mean, pizza bar none. Just feels like it's like, oh, he's a big boy. He's gonna skateboard.
Well,
and
it's
here.
Arguably your favorite.
Oh.
One of your favorite, if not your favorite food.
Absolutely. And so, it should be everybody's favorite food. It's the perfect food.
Yeah.
If you don't like pizza, then you shouldn't listen to this show.
Well, food pervert, your dad.
My dad doesn't like pizza.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't understand what it means. No. It's a really stupid
You don't like
thing
what?
To say.
Bread? Cheese? Crispy things?
Yeah.
Gooey things? Like,
delicious,
I mean,
things that soothe your soul?
Yeah. Salty?
Salty?
Acidy? Like,
I don't know.
What
I
don't
think
you like
his
there?
Problem is that I think he likes one slice of pizza. I think the idea of it being the only thing he's eating for dinner, it's like how I feel about risotto, where it's kind of, I feel like it's like the same bite every time. Mm-hmm. I think he has an emotion like that about it, but it's just, every time he starts talking about it, I just black out and I feel like I'm going to murder him. And so I'm like, I think I just can't, I can't hear it.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to hear it. It's a dumb argument. It's like when I hear like Trump supporters start talking about something, I'm like, I don't know. No matter what your reasoning is behind this, fuck you. So it's all right. Yeah. Pizza. Totally. Okay. Which one do I want to ask first? Okay, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit. What is Rin's most hated food? The food that you dislike the most?
Huh.
I don't know if I really know the answer.
I know the answer to this.
Let me think about it.
Ring ding 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 ding
ding ding ding. Because I mean, there's things that I like definitely skip. Tomatoes on. Like shitty Cisco tomatoes on a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Coconut. Mm-hmm. But I do kind of like
it. Yeah, coconut's bing, so bing, good. Bing, 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 bing,
bing. Well, I mean, here, I'm going to say this. Well, no. I might not have a good answer for this.
I know, I might not either.
How well do I know my wife? How well does she know herself? Evidently not very good. Oh, I got it. Yeah. Ring ding 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 ding.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Time is up.
This is very general, but
what did you
Sour Patch Kids? I said overly processed sugar laden food.
Yeah, there we go.
Which
Sour
kind
Patch
of
Kids.
A match.
Well, because like I'll eat Sour Patch Kids. It's the one thing that you're like actively grossed out that I'm eating.
Yeah,
like,
that's why would true. You eat those? That's true. Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking from like a bigger perspective that we've made people fat and addicted to food.
Oh, so most hated like this or
like
at your core.
Yeah. Like I have vitriol, you know, like, that's how I took it. That's where I took it.
I like it. Okay, go.
Okay. Mikey, what texture do you most crave?
Crave.
Mm-hmm. What's the most craveable texture?
Yes. Got it.
Oh.
So here, this is
interesting.
And this is a discussion for the ages. So I said crispy. And you said,
I said crunchy.
Yeah. So what is the difference between crisp and crunch? This is a thing that's a big part of my job.
Huh. I would say, I think have we talked about this before?
I don't care.
Crispy feels like, like a chicken skin that's like, like been roasted to perfection.
For sure.
Like, or salmon skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
That feels crispy.
I feel like crispy is light and poppy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, like a crispy... Sure. Like that's a chicken skin's a good one. Like a crispy, like a, you know, like iceberg or like a crunchy cold lettuce, you know, like in a Caesar salad or something like that. Where crunchy, I think of as like, you know, you're eating through like brittle or something, you know, like something that's really like, it's a thick crunch to it. Hmm. But they can be the same thing though. Like there could be a crunchy and crispy like chicharrón.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard, it's not, I don't know if there's like, I mean, there's obviously a definition of it, but.
Sure.
But I think that I do kind of like both of them. Crispy and crunchy. Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery, butterfinger. One of my tops, I will say. I would always say, like, when we talk about, like, mainstream candies or whatever, like, for Halloween, I used to say Snickers. But, like, we had a bag of Butterfingers last year. Fuck me running. Yeah. I ate almost the whole thing before. I was like, I'm gonna wait until, like, the 31st until I open these. Almost ate a whole bag the day of. It was great. How does Rin eat an Oreo? I think I know. And you and don't be like whatever about this. Like, like how do you actually eat an Oreo?
Yeah, it's been a while, but I remember.
I think it's just I don't know. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Yep. Okay. I don't know how to write it.
I know.
Just eat the whole thing. I said straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was thinking like a two biter, like you might like bite through it.
Oh, I would say at least three. Like I'm going to savor that mess.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's cause it's like, yeah. Cause I think people want to say like, I twist off and eat the cream. You're kind of a pervert if you're going through it like that.
Yeah. No.
And then well,
if I have an Oreo in front of me too, it's probably, it's a special thing cause I'm not eating it very often. Yeah. And so I want to savor it in its elegance, which is two sandwich, crunchy, crispy?
Crunchy.
Crunchy.
I would say those are crunchy.
Yeah. Two crunchy
it's crispy and biscuits. Crunchy, I think a lot of it is the sound that it makes. Like the crisp, like a crunchy cookie, is a, you know, crunchy. Yeah. A crispy cookie is, it's light and airy and, you know, kind of like, yeah, I've only seen you eat Oreos, I think, like at a hotel where we've gotten a little sleeve of them.
Yeah.
And I the other thing I'd like to say is I do think you're bastardizing. If you're someone who twists it apart and eats the cream out first, you're fucking up the whole science of it.
100%.
It's like as if you took apart a cake and ate like the middle of it because then you've got, if you eat all the cream off of it, then you've just got two shit.
Kind of dry.
Crappy chocolate discs at the end of it.
Right.
And don't even come at me with the milk argument.
No.
Milk did not come into this conversation.
No.
The cream in the center of the Oreo is perfectly proportioned for the cookies themselves. Yeah. Don't fucking bring milk into it. You're just going to sog it up. That's your answer?
No.
I don't know. I become a milk. This show might be, we could underline this show as a milk hating show. Because I think milk is disgusting. And, but I love, so for instance, we've had cereal in the house lately. Mm-hmm. First time like we've ever really had cereal consistently in the house. I've come to the point where I use half and half.
Yep.
And I put literally a centimeter of it on the bottom of the bowl. And then I pour the cereal on top of it so that with each scoop, I can kind of get a little bit of half and half with it, just enough to kind of lube around the
cereals. But it's keeping the crunch of your cereal.
Anybody who wants to, unless you're eating grape nuts, they're like a disgusting punishment food that I love. They have to be softened a little bit.
Yeah.
But otherwise, what are you fucking even doing?
Well, and I
just eat a banana.
I think I never really had that reaction to milk. I don't want to drink it, but then I watch our son who like, you know, you're supposed to feed your kid milk, right? Like out of their cup, they start drinking milk.
Yeah. How many ounces a day?
I don't know, something it's like so you can many. Give them up to 16 ounces.
Jesus
or
Christ.
I don't
he
know.
He only weighs 21 pounds.
But to watch him, he'll take like a sip.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no. Nah,
it is an ass sip too.
Goat milk, I will say he'll drink more of. But then I taste goat milk and it's like, oh, that's interesting. That's like kind of a like a unique flavor that it's I'll like.
You're drinking thick cheese water? Like it's just water with extra.
Well, you're drinking the sustenance of a for a calf.
People get so grossed out about eating boogers, and I'm like, you're gonna drink another animal's fucking milk? What is milk but liquid boogers out of their tits? Ew! Oh my god! I never really thought about that before, but it's like, No, boogers. Why are boogers any grosser? You're drinking basically water cum. Hey, can I have some of this cow's water cum out of its nips? Yeah. I need it or my bones are going to snap.
The Dairy Council has done a really good job.
And they are not sponsoring this show anymore.
They are not. They pulled out.
Imagine that if one of the dynamically inserted ads when someone was listening to the show as a milk ad. You don't even know, Dairy Council. We're coming for your teats. Oh, okay, you go. Is it okay. You or me? It's you.
Yeah.
Because mine was an Oreo question.
If you could.
Is this your last question?
No, second I think I have one more.
Okay. Yeah.
If you could grow and eat only one veggie, like for the rest of your life.
Club sandwich is a veggie?
What would it be?
One veggie.
Yeah, you have not to fruit, you veggie. Have to both grow it and eat it. And this is it. This is all you get.
Hmm. I answered quickly, but I don't know if I agree. Let me think of it.
Let's do it. It's I think first. Oh.
I answered corn.
Because it's not corn a vegetable, is, but okay.
What is a seed? Grass? It can grow more of itself. No, it can't grow. Corn can grow more corn,
it's
right?
It's a grain.
Yeah, but isn't corn the kernels are seeds, right?
I mean, it's a grain.
So it's a fruit, actually, technically. If I'm
corn is a grain. Argument. Yeah.
Corn's a grain.
Corn's right. A grain.
I wrote corn. Vegetable. A vegetable. But see, then if I said something like cucumbers, cucumbers are fruit, technically, if we're going to get all technical on it.
Yeah.
She said celery. I like celery, but I mean, celery's not very, it's just not very versatile.
Okay.
Corn, I was like, I can eat every part of it. I can make it into tortillas.
Grains are a different.
Grains. Shut up, Brent.
Horse of a different color, but.
Not even a horse. It's a horse of a different species.
But I was thinking celery because I thought, oh, then he can like still.
Make it out of luck. My fucking 6-year-old husband.
Well, it's like. You know, you can do a lot with celery. I mean, I put it in
celery's
every,
great.
Like, broth I'm going to make.
Well, I and
like
tuna salad.
Raw.
I love it. Yeah, it's great raw.
I was also true. Thinking about texture for Mikey. I know crunchy. That he likes a crunch.
Yeah. I know. In that sense, I might actually say, well, no, I wouldn't say carrots, I don't think. Carrots are really versatile.
Yeah.
But I would get sick of carrots, I think. Celery is just like, it's bland enough that I think I could kind of, and you can juice. I love celery juice.
Celery juice?
No, you're
saying?
You might be talking me into it. Okay, I'll go with celery instead. Corn. My favorite vegetable, corn. It's green. Thanks, Professor Food Science, dick. okay, my last question.
Yes, please.
What is Rin's favorite hometown food?
Hometown, like my hometown.
Yeah, like what makes you like think of your home when you eat it? Mm-hmm. I think I know what it is, though.
I like that you can hear us furiously writing.
Well, you're furiously writing. Yeah, Rin tells us she's fucking signing the Constitution over there. Okay. I have two answers.
I have one.
Oh, Columbus Bakery Bread is my top one.
Yeah, we just talked about it. Oh, Pavone's Pizza.
Yeah, but that is the number one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's great. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, it's like there's something about a baked good. Pizza, you know, is a baked good. But I mean, there's something about baked goods, I think, that like takes you there.
Well, and it's also, you know, we talked about like food memory, right? Yeah. It's the thing that I can instantly, that like instantly takes me back to my grandma's house.
What's mine?
Yours is Senor Manuel's. I don't know what it is there, though.
That's a good – it isn't. So Senior Manuel's is like a – I don't know what you would call it, Tex-Mex, whatever it is. It's like my favorite kind of Mexican food. It's like salty. It's heavy. It's like lots of heavy red sauces and stuff. I guess Tex-Mex. I don't really know Northern Mexican, but it's – fuck, it's good. Maybe the Mondongo combination.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Or the chicken flautitas. Those are my two. Okay, last question.
Okay, last.
I feel like we know each other really well.
Yeah, I think this is what we're coming to.
What you guys didn't know, the stakes of this game were whether or not we're going to stay married.
Correct. Divorce papers are on the table.
Oh, they're right here.
I don't think any of us, either one of us, are going to sign.
Yeah, I'm going to put them through the shredder right now.
Great. If you were a cooking technique, what would you be?
If I were a cooking technique, I mean, that's a good question.
I got it.
Oh, I got it. I think I nailed it.
Ready?
Yep.
A brulee.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't even have thought of that.
Fiery boy.
Fire. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's fire, but it's more than anything, performance.
And it's sexy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you brulee something and people are like, ooh, you're playing with fire. Like, it's a little dangerous. Yeah. Everybody.
I said grilling. The grilling, reason,
I love grilling more than anything.
Well, the reason I said grilling too is it's like high heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's social. Yeah. That's the thing about
grilling.
High five. High
five. Mm-hmm. We all won. Okay. So
our marriage is saved.
Thank you, everybody. If you heard the food, the paper grinder, what I call it, shredder going down earlier. Yeah. The divorce papers are in that. Thank you guys so much. One of the things I want to just, bring up, this show is about food. Of course it is. But it's also, we also end up talking a fair amount about, women's rights and about healthcare and about babies and about
our podcast started as a fertility podcast.
Yeah, and so politics. We like to just kind of dig in every once in a while. So everybody, I hope you're following what happened in Arizona. Mm-hmm. They fucking resurrected I think it was 1865 law to basically ban abortion. This was created before Arizona was even a state. It was created around when Louis Pasteur came up with pasteurization.
Mm. So real current shit here.
Real current shit. And we're talking about like they barely kind of had really gotten a hold of like the germ theory of disease. The man who created the law, 2 weeks after he created this law, he was 49, married a 15-year-old. So this is who we're talking about. And they decided to pull this law out of their asses and the assholes of the Arizona historical laws. And so this is how desperate they are to take away women's rights. This is how desperate they are to take away choices. And I think that what we all need to understand is it's not really about politics.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
about controlling women. It's about controlling people's sex lives. It's about telling people to shut up, sit down.
Yeah.
So we're in an election year. I'm going to talk about this probably too much on our show, but it's a fucking election year. Our candidates are not great, but we got them. Yep. That's who they are.
We got.
You can't vote for RFK. I'm just going to tell you right now, don't vote for RFK. He's Trump light. You're a fucking idiot if you're voting for RFK. Don't try to convince me or try to convince me and fail. Biden's not my favorite, but we can't have another Trump era. And second term Trump is going to be fucking wild.
Yeah. I mean, because he's also organized now, right? He knows what he wants to do with the sort of lower courts. We've got a shaky situation with the Supreme Court again.
Sure.
With Sonia Sotomayor. So it's really, it is about the next 4 years, but it's about the reverberation from what happens in the next 4 years. Yeah, right.
And Supreme Court nominations are generational.
Yeah.
And he could potentially stack, he could have, it could be 8-1, it could be 9-0.
Yeah.
Within his next term.
Shocking.
Yeah. It's crazy. And for all of you who couldn't hold your nose and vote for Hillary, you saw what happened. He stacked the Supreme Court. We lost Roe. There are real consequences to this stuff. So the main thing is,
and lower courts, right?
Oh, which lower courts
really, really matter, especially for like elections and when there's election denial, and for reproductive rights, and for trans rights, and for like all of these.
Yeah, arguably, things. Your day to day life is more affected by lower courts.
Yeah,
yeah, because your local life is affected by that.
Yeah,
for sure. And those are literally lifetime appointments. I mean, they can be. These are a lot of these court appointments. God, excuse me, my allergies are kicking in. But these are like, he's putting on 35-year-old super conservative judges, and they'll be on for years and years.
Sure.
Yeah. So make sure you're registered to vote. Hopefully you live in a state where they send your ballot to your house. If you don't, that sucks. I'm sorry, but try to change it. But just make sure you're voting. And, I'm not going to be one of these people that just says, make sure you're voting. Make sure you're voting the right way, because you know, it's this shit matters. It's not just about your own personal politics. It's not just about, like, I don't know, how you feel about, you know, each candidate or whatever. This is like, you have to look at the long-term reverberations about things. Like, I don't know. I can't hear that people didn't vote because it was Biden. That's going to piss me off so much. Yeah. So anyways, vote. It matters. And if you have a vagina haver that you care about in your life, it really fucking matters for them.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you.
Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com.
Yep.
Mikey and Rin on Instagram.
That's true. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ta-ta.